So this is going to be our last time gathering and getting feedback. And kind of the process that we've been walking through intentionally was, the first time we gathered, I asked you about your prior experience. Last week I asked you about your current spiritual needs and desires, as well as your prior. And today I'd like to add to that what your hopes are going forward, what it is that you would like to see, what would be meaningful to you as we move forward in terms of gathering and what that would look like. So, again, I've had lots of stories through lots of folks about the goings-on and everything that has brought us to this point, and it's all informative and helpful. That's not necessarily what we need to be doing here. If you feel like you have another part of that story that would be good for me to hear, I'd love to have some one-on-one time with you. So I'm going to just go ahead and open it up to you about if you want to share about reflections of what we've already talked about or thoughts on what you're hoping for moving forward.
Good morning. I'd just like to express my optimism for the future of this church. Ever since Jim left, I've just been kind of hanging in there, or hanging on there like the cat on the poster. I no longer feel that way. I feel like my feet are more stable and on the ground and looking forward for the future. Hopeful that the Sojourners group can be reinstated with many of the elements that we had in the past, with the opportunity to be flexible and add other elements to it and change it as the group sees it. I see that feedback is welcome and considered, and I appreciate that. And I want to thank you for your leadership.
Good morning. I just want to make a comment, kind of an observation about what happened as this group met last Sunday, which I wasn't here the first time, but after we shared and talked, then I saw that everybody stood around and did what? They talked to each other. Oh, my gosh. It was fabulous. And nobody wanted to leave. Everybody stayed around here in the sanctuary for a long time. And I thought, oh, here are the Sojourners. They're back again.
I want to sort of second that. I think you've heard what we enjoyed in the past, and because you're who you are and you bring different gifts, my hope is that it won't necessarily look like it did in the past, and that we will be open and flexible to letting all of us explore kind of maybe some differences in how we are together as we move forward. Because you're going to have to be who you are, and I want you to be. I think what brings people to the church is that everybody is thriving, including the minister. And that if the minister is excited and alive and thriving and loving what he or she is doing, that's real attractive, and people want to come and be a part of that.
I hope, Mr. Sandler, that you stay and be our full-time pastor. I also enjoy all of y'all, and I got a study women's Bible. It's King James Version. It's a women's study Bible. But I'm also going to use the English contemporary version with it. And with the study Bible, it has Greek and Hebrew in it.
Actually, it's NTV is a very good translation.
You asked what we would like this program to look like. Personally, I'd like it to look a lot like it once looked. And I mean, and that doesn't go against what Elsie was saying, because I do think that you have some unique gifts and personality that can help us not just be where we were, but to go forward. If we just stay where you are, you're not, yeah. So I would like to see it go forward. I did like the non-liturgical part of our service, particularly in line with the non-liturgical things, a lot of the elements I liked. But I like the message to be, you know, something that really challenges me. It makes me think, and if I do think, maybe I've learned something. So I read this week where a fellow won this Golden Goat Award. And if I could ever hear from that person, I'm certain I could learn a lot.
So that there's no inside jokes here. So I was. If you don't know, I write online, and I was awarded the Heretic of the Year or False Prophet of the Year, False Teacher of the Year. Yeah, and they gave the award was a golden goat, not a golden calf, but a golden goat. So that was what that was about, right? Yeah, thank you. It was hard fought for. It was. I had no idea I was even a contender. So.
They got their eye on me.
I can tag in on that here with my comments, because I read the response or the reasons for the award, and one of the things that the writer wrote is that Mark Sandlin focuses on love and not on the other sides of God that the writer thinks should still be included, like more vengeful judgment and punishment sides of God. And that is why I'm here, is because when I came, and I'm not going to live in the past very long, but this church offered another view of that beyond myself that was pretty benevolent and didn't have those judgment elements. I saw, you might check this out, I saw a billboard on Battleground Avenue pretty near the beginning of Battleground. It has an image that looks like black and white of a boy with a 50s haircut laying over his father's knee, and there's a hand raised and the boy is screaming, and this caption reads, "Get your affluenza vaccination before it's too late." And it doesn't say who has sponsored this message, but there is this message out there that the world is in trouble and that kids are out of control, and the way that we have to move forward is through punishment or violence, we don't need to review the rhetoric coming from some of the political candidates. I want this church to be an alternative to all of that and to put it into practice. So it's not just saying there is an alternative to control and punishment and that kind of way of creating social order, but that we show by doing an alternative.
I was attracted here by the Sojourner service, and I enjoyed what I see as all three renditions of them. When Jim Dollar was here, when the East followed that, and when we even had the merged service, and kind of following up on what Robin mentioned, I enjoy all of my fellow Sojourners. And even though I rarely, really never said anything, the aspect I really like that I really don't think I can live without now in the future is that after the person says whatever it says, the opportunity for others to share. And even if nobody said anything, it's the principle of the thing, they should have the chance. And that's very important to me. And I've enjoyed, again, all the renditions of them.
I have come to think of the two services of having different orientations, one being more towards spirit and the other being more towards soul. And they're totally complementary, but they're not the same. There are different levels of richness and depth that can be explored in those different orientations. But I think that it's important for people to be taught the different tasks associated with cultivating a relationship with soul as well as spirit. And so I think, you know, earlier on when I first started coming, I think Jim did a really great job of talking about the importance of cultivating a relationship with soul. I think where the weakness that I perceive is that when it comes to actually discovering what that is, and doing the work of discovering what your soul is, that's where we've kind of slipped a little bit, and the focus has become more about defining divinity, you know, and trying to come up with language about God and things like that. And so there are three definitions that I found really inspiring for soul, one being our ultimate place in the more than human community, the other being the largest conversation we can have with the world, and the third being the truth at the center of the image we were born with. And I find those very rich and deep definitions of what soul is or what it can be. And so I would like, you know, long term for there to be more conversations and dialogues with people who have kind of crossed over and discovered, you know, their purpose, why they're here, how they got to that place, how they're embodying it, and how we can all do that work of finding what that is. So I just wanted to put that out.
Thank you. I'm Gwen Honeycutt. I haven't had a chance to meet you in person yet, but I just want to say first that I really appreciate you coming in as a sort of anthropologist studying this community and just asking us, you know, what matters to you? And let's start there. That's huge for me, huge. So in terms of going forward, I think there were three things that were key elements in the previous incarnation of Sojourners that are important to me as we move forward. Contemplation, meditation, and conversation. And the way, however the service is designed, we could, you know, potentially achieve these kind of three maybe paths to waking up to discovery. But I think that all three of them are really quite important, including the conversation piece. I know that's sort of controversial because some of us talk more than others, and there's been the issue of people dominating and others not getting a chance to speak. Anthony has been really helpful in beginning an online component to our discussion, so maybe we can develop that further as a kind of antidote to the disparity we see in conversation here. Have a blog, I don't know. And the other thing, I've been thinking a lot about this past week, you know, what was it about that service that really drew me in? You know, what was it that mattered so much that I would come, you know, every Sunday? And it was, what I came up with was that it's such an honest kind of practice and gathering. You know, there's a real sincerity about this community, where it really has been a place where we can be ourselves. And there's a kind of collective spiritual practice happening here, but there's also our individual spiritual practices that are very much honored and accepted here. So we don't have to fit into a script. It really is a humanizing place to be, where we can be who we are. So I would like to see those wonderful things about this community preserved and continued as we move forward. So thanks.
Are there others who would like to give some input or thoughts about moving forward?
Our task this morning was try to look at some ways that we might move forward in the future. And I think for many of us, that's a great challenge because we don't have the models that we bring from other experiences in a community like this. And so we rely heavily on what has been very meaningful. And Gwen, certainly agree with, you know, what you have said. And I'm also thinking that sometime in the future we might consider having an afternoon workshop or opportunity to explore creatively with Mark where we might go. This is a rather formal setting, in a sense, to do that and to really stretch our imaginations. And I would like the opportunity to see us engage in a playful activity that might lead us to breaking down some of the barriers that we may have held about the future.
Are there any? Yep.
There's a couple of things I wanted to say. First of all, when we talk about the feedback, I've heard over and over again that I'm one of the people who like to talk. When I talk, it's to me, that's part of participating in this experience. And when I get excited about something, I really want to participate in it. So I have also never seen anyone that wanted to speak raise their hand and ask for the microphone and not get it. So that's kind of a touchy thing for me. The other thing is you talked about SBNRs, which is really resonated with me as spiritual but not religious. And something I heard some time ago that kind of relates to that is people are religious because they're afraid they're going to hell. They're spiritual because they've already been.
I think there's some tension between our desire to be comfortable on Sunday mornings, and something else that I hope for. I hope you won't ever let us get too comfortable, because if we're completely comfortable, we don't grow. And I really value hearing something on Sunday morning that troubles me enough that I carry it with me during the week and turn it over and keep thinking about it. Another thing is that I think we experience the power on Sunday mornings of the collective silence and the being present together. I think what we've been missing in this church is sufficient collective action in the outside world. I was yesterday afternoon over in Winston-Salem for a training of the NAACP and Democracy North Carolina are trying to make 2016 in terms of voter rights and voter mobilization, like the 1960s, and get huge amounts of people together. And the feeling in the room of collective action and what we might do together, I'm not convinced that a lot of people in this church want that, but I know there are some of us, and hopefully, but it's lonely if there's just two or three.
Would like to share about moving forward and your thoughts.
I think this kind of hooks on to what Sue was saying. I want to walk with you. I want you to feel like you're walking with me, us, and that you're not dragging us along somewhere. That too.
I'm going to tag along with something Sue said as well. When she said that word tension,
that really resonated with me, because I think there is that there's a resistance. None of us want to be manipulated, and there's this fear that, based on many of our experiences, that services can be structured in a way where people feel manipulated. However, there also can be a tendency to want to remain invisible, and not engage in a way that's really spiritually powerful. And that's where, like, ritual comes into place, because, or singing, you know, am I not singing because I don't want to be taken advantage of, or am I singing because I want to remain invisible and in the safety zone? So how do we, you know, continue to kind of dance with that in a way where we're taking a step forward as opposed to taking a step backward?
Anyone else? Okay. Well, I thank you all. Really, I can't tell you how much it means to me that you're so actively giving your opinions and what was important to you, because it's the only way we figure out what moving forward looks like. It would be silly for the session to just sit down and kind of collectively go, hey, let's do this because we like it. Because you're the folks who are going to be here. And so I appreciate it a lot. If you think of anything else you want to share, the session meeting where I'm going to go back and report about these meetings is tomorrow night. So I would get in contact with me before that if you do think of other things. But again, thank you all very much. Yes, go right ahead. I am playing with an idea of, I was at a church that had two services, but they were the exact same service, just a big church, and they had a small meeting space, so that's what they did. In between the two services, they, during what they called their Sunday school hour, one of the Sunday schools was what they called the Sermon Scripture Study Group. So one of my thoughts is that we could have the same kind of thing, because if we were to have two services, the theme is going to be the same no matter what at both of them, but just because of me preparing for it. So one of my thoughts is that during that study hour, we could have a study group for the theme of the day. Which would mean that if the 9 o'clock group is meeting first, there'd be a very natural place to have a break just to talk, but then come right back and continue the conversation. But would also allow folks who, if they wanted to, from the 11 o'clock, to come and start a conversation before we reach the worship service. That would also allow a space for the classes that are already in existence, where people are really enjoying what they're getting, to continue exactly like they are. It'd also be something that you could float in and out of. So I'm playing with how that lines up, but it's one of the thoughts that would allow the times to stay about like they are, a little bit of change, but allow the 9 o'clock gathering, if needed, to continue on with conversation without it interrupting things that are already in existence. So that's sort of the idea I'm playing with. Yeah, I think that would require some squeezing of times of different things. Not necessarily, it'd be expanding that, but I think other things, and I've got it written out, I didn't bring it with me, a sheet of paper where I've kind of played with the timing, where we actually still finish everything on Sunday by noon, and it still allows some time for the gathering with snacks and an opportunity to have just conversation with whoever else, so. It might work. I can at least show the session that and see what they think, right? So, well, thank you all again. Thanks for bringing that up, because we really did need to come back to that. So, appreciate you gathering here, and we'll let you know what happens, right? Of course. Thank you.